Blog Talk Radio.
Too much month left over at the end of the money? Tired of stretching out your paycheck to the last penny? Learn how to think like a millionaire, live within your means, and find true financial independence with Heather Wagenhals. Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Tune in to the midweek update for all the tips and tricks you'll need to manage your money. Here's your host, Heather Wagenhals.
Greetings and salutations, everyone. Welcome to the broadcast. You are listening to the midweek update from Unlock Your Wealth Radio, and I am she, Heather Wagenhals, your hostess with the Financial Moses. And on this lovely May 11th, Wednesday, 2011, we are broadcasting live from the UnlockYourWealth.com studios right here in sunny Scottsdale, Arizona, as the weather is being very gracious and very cool right now when otherwise it typically would be warmer. Today, like every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, we broadcast the midweek update and bring you 30 minutes of topic-driven tips, tricks, and tools to help you save money throughout the week. So this week, last week we did Mother's Day gifts. This week, again, now we're just slammed here in this month of May, it's graduation for folks. And this is where, for our regular listeners who are familiar with our No Seasonal Exceptions Key in our Keys to Riches Financial Wellness series, I will not be super flexible on this one. The reason being is, well, you've had 18, if it's high school, 17, 18, or 21, 22 or more, if it's a college graduation, to save for this event. So I don't want any excuses about having to go out and blow big cash on credit cards to try to create some sort of an event that you could have otherwise planned for, but perhaps doesn't need to be celebrated in that grand of a fashion to still be memorable. So what we are going to focus on today are graduation gifts that are thoughtful, inexpensive, and will help you commemorate that special occasion, that transition for your youngster. And what we've done is we've separated it into two sections. We have high school graduation gifts, and then we have college graduation gifts, because they'll serve different purposes, because you're still in the educational process when you're heading off to college, so you haven't stopped anything. But we do need to recognize and commemorate the hard work and efforts that your team has been working toward all these years. Now, college, different story. Now we're getting out into the real world, so we have different ways to prepare for both things. Keep in mind that it's going to be the event and the people that are at that event that make it special for the individual. And if you're not so sure about it, think back to when you graduated. Now, what was your family's financial situation like? Were you well off? Were you okay? Were you scraping by? Did your parents go out of their way to do something unrealistic for their financial lifestyle? And do you even remember that? Or do you remember the people that were there to celebrate it with you? So to refresh our memory on the No Seasonal Exceptions Key for the regular listeners and introduce the new listeners to this concept, it's pretty simple. Now, the No Seasonal Exceptions Key is from our Keys to Riches Financial Wellness Series, where it's a baker's dozen of financial concepts that teach you how to think like the rich and be in control of your own money, also giving you specific techniques to create or fix your credit, reduce debt, save and invest, building wealth holistically. And what we're trying to do with not only our Saturday show, but this show, is to take your current financial habits and transform them into healthy money management skills. And the point of no seasonal exceptions is, again, what do we take with us? The memories. It's not about the stuff or how much money was spent, but it's the memories and the people that we remember at specific events that make the difference. So we can remember back to the time that we graduated, or if it's that far away for you, then perhaps your memory might be a bit foggy. However, in any case, when it comes to special occasions, typically we've had ample time to prepare for it. Even with babies, you got 9 months to save up to commemorate the birth of someone. Birthdays occur every year on the same day. The same with seasonal holidays. So graduation, it's not like a job promotion that you're celebrating, or it's not something that you didn't expect to come down the pipe. This is something that we anticipate. So if you have youngsters that'll be graduating and you want to do something extravagant, now's the time to start saving for it. But if you haven't, no problem. Because what you need to do from our no seasonal exceptions fee is evaluate the event. What level of commemoration does it require? How close are you to this person? So, for example, if you're an aunt or a grandparent or a distant relative, perhaps a card and $20 is enough. Perhaps you don't need to go any further. So the burden really lies within the parents themselves to create these types of events and commemorate specific achievements in people's lives. So don't feel, just because you're the aunt or the uncle or the godparent, the godmother, godfather, that you're obligated to do something extravagant, unrealistic, and completely out of your financial wherewithal. So we use the rules of etiquette and good manners to define what it is. So to recognize or commemorate an event, a handwritten card or a note is the beginning. So that gets you off for less than $5 with postage usually. Now you can start adding to that to commemorate events within your financial resources. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about the different types of things that we can do. So think in terms of, I'm only obligated to a card. Now, if you're a parent, then you are going to have to do something else. You're going to want to commemorate some sort of special occasion or create some sort of memorable experience for your graduating senior. So if they are from high school, let's talk about some really great high school graduate gifts. Now, here's a clever idea, especially if somebody is heading off to college. You can create a homemade Life Hurt first aid kit. And this idea is from the beingfrugal.net website, where they have a bunch of great gift ideas. And this is pretty clever. It's one that the author received when they went on to college. And you can put ibuprofen, Band-Aids, Neosporin, and a little chocolate bar wouldn't hurt either to soothe the soul for those other types of bumps and bruises. Another idea that's a very thoughtful and extremely personal idea would be to buy a blank journal and write a bunch of advice in the front that you wish that you would have received when you went away to college or when you entered the world, because perhaps you did not attend college and your child is going to get to go to college. So you can pour out a ton of advice that you learned along the way that starts the journal out, but something that they can refer to. And it's a very, very personal gift idea. And it'll be one, because of that level of personalization, that will be treasured forever. Another idea that you could do is to grab an empty scrapbook and provide some supplies to get them started so they can chronicle their college experience and have a memory book that they can keep forever. Another idea, and with cell phones being so prevalent, it seems like perhaps it might be not so in vogue, but let me just tell you where it comes in handy, and that's a prepaid calling card. It seems like it might be out of date, but if you break down and you are not in cell phone range but are able to find your way to a payphone, even though this isn't my generation because debit cards and all that stuff came about kind of after I was over the college age, but for your college student, most of those kids don't use cash. Everybody swipes. You've probably used prepaid debit cards, or you've given them credit cards with safe spending limits to practice. Well, prepaid calling cards are specifically used for the phone, so it's not like they can max it out on a pair of shoes and not have a way to use it. And it's a piece of plastic, so you know they're going to hang on to it. They're going to put it in their wallet like all of their other plastic. And so you know that they'll at least be able to make a phone call for help if their cell phone isn't working, battery dies, that sort of thing, or they don't even have one. There are still kids out there, amazingly enough, that don't have cell phones. Now, I thought this next gift idea was really clever. And you can take and buy a book, any kind of book, a great book, but wrap the book with dollar bills taped together. I thought that was such a clever idea. So you can give your grad a little bit of spending cash and a nice selected book, or perhaps the journal of advice that you wrap up, you can wrap it up with the dollar bill wrapping paper. So I thought that was pretty clever. One of the things that kids like to do when they don't have to do papers or homework is jet off to the movies. And especially with summer coming up, many movie theaters are offering discounts on gift cards or prepaid tickets. You can save some big cash, so look around online and you can get that for your grad at a movie theater chain near where they'll be going off to school. Another great idea, after 4 years of slogging books around, perhaps a new book bag or backpack might just be the ticket. You know, they cost around $25, $30, and they last, you know, about 3 or 4 years. So you might be able to get some more mileage, and they'll be thrilled to have something, especially if they had more of a cartoony character or something more juvenile for high school. Perhaps they're ready to shed that image and become more adult-like. So perhaps a new backpack might also be in order. If your child has already selected and been accepted to their college, you could create a cute little college send-off gift and a team spirit package. You can pick out, you know, wall clocks, posters, sweatshirts or t-shirts or other kinds of imprinted items that would allow your new college student to express their team spirit. Something else that most people don't think about when they send their kids off to college are the basics, necessities. So perhaps you could put together a bathroom kit with some of their favorite things, shampoo, soap, hand towels, deodorant, toothbrush, toothpaste, shaving cream, all of that good stuff that as you're making your mental list for what you need to go off to college are probably the last things that you think about getting. And you can create that package for your college student on pretty much the same budget that you usually do. And if you stock up and shop the sales, then you probably already have that inventory at home, so you could pack that up, wrap it up really nice, use some dollar bill wrapping paper, and voila, you have a nice little send-off package. Now, some funny, entertaining gifts, because you always hear about the starving college student, is you could get them a case of Top Ramen or microwave popcorn if you want to be clever. And those are just some basic gift ideas that are inexpensive or virtually no cost to you, like the bathroom idea, to assemble, and it just takes some time to be thoughtful. Stir up your thoughts. Think about what you can do or what's been done for you, perhaps, in the past that might make also a clever idea. We would love to hear from you, so why don't you surf over to our website at unlockyourwealth.com and hop into our forum where you can share your gift ideas in an environment with other like-minded, frugal individuals. We have a lot more tips coming up on today's show. We are going to delve into the college graduation realm in just a moment. You are listening to the Midweek Update from Unlock Your Wealth Radio. It is our graduation gift idea special. I'm Heather Wagonall, saying stay tuned for more coming up right after.
Hi, this is Scott Black with EmpowerYou.net. You're listening to Heather Wagonhalls on Unlock Your Wealth Radio.
Hi, it's Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Sales Academy. You know, one thing I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Naturally, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, and Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside. They knew they could easily become. Truly, financial coaching could be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420, or simply visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, industries.com. Like, go there, totally!
Hi, this is Melanie, and I'm part of Two for the Road USA. I'm the X from Boomer and X. I've been test driving cars for several years, but in the last 18 months, I found it difficult to get in and out of the test vehicles. I kept complaining the manufacturers didn't make the seats large enough until I realized it was me who was too large at 220 pounds. Thanks to the Diradori weight loss program, I lost 50 pounds. The Diradori program is physician-supervised, non-surgical, safe, and effective, and you can lose up to 5 to 10 pounds the first week and 15 to 20 in a month. I did. It controls hunger and trains your body to burn fat, all on an easy-to-follow regimen of exercise, hydration, and delicious, healthy eating. It is a three-phase program combining medication, nutrition, and exercise. This is an affordable program with counselors available at any time. I went from a size 20 to a size 10 in 7 months, and I feel like a different person. Check out my photos on twofortheroadusa.com. Click on Watch Melanie Lose Weight on Diradori. Call Diradori now at 480-661-9662.
Wonder why money comes so easily to everyone but you? Tired of getting what you've always got? Need a new way of thinking to get ahead in life but don't have time to read a book on it? Now you can learn what the millionaires do that the masses don't with Unlock Your Wealth Radio To Go. Your 15-minute cup of millionaire motivation to get the specific strategies to ditch what doesn't work and have more of what you deserve in your everyday life. Join Heather Wagonhalls to start your day the millionaire way. Listen to Heather Tuesdays at 6:30 a.m. Pacific Time at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Even in today's economy, I, Count Dracula, have had to foreclose on my castle. But because of Heather Wagonhalls' Unlock Your Wealth Radio, I have not only reacquired my castle, but I have opened a resort for the undead. Tune in to Heather Wagonhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. She's the only one not trying to suck you dry.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to the Midweek Update from Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I am Heather Wagonhall, your hostess with a financial mostest and guide through the gift-giving ideas for your college grad on the inexpensive dime. So how do we do this for college? Well, college is a completely different deal because once you're graduating from college, unless you're doing the grad school thing, but if I was a parent, I'd be like, okay, I'm done now. I have put in my time. It's over for me. Now, but unless they're going into grad school, more than likely, they're going to go out and get a job, or they're going to want to get a job. And one of the greatest things you can do is give a letter of recommendation for your grad to some company that they may potentially apply for. And that's the cheapest gift because it'll only take your time, an investment of your time, and talent as a letter recommendation writer. And that's probably the first thing that you should think about, because let me just say this about the college graduate. All right, you got them out. To be truly successful as a parent, you need to keep them out. And that's the key. So if you don't help them get a job, guess whose house they're moving back into after graduation? Yeah, that would be yours. So it's in your best interest to facilitate this. Now, you've done everything you can. You've educated them. You've clothed them. You've fed them and housed them. Now, it's their time to get out there and grab the world by its feet. So here are a couple of classic gift ideas. They're going to have a pretty impressive diploma, and it would be worthy of framing. And more than likely, wherever they go to work, they'll want to proudly display that in a nice, inexpensive frame that you can take their diploma and have it set. That's a worthwhile investment because they'll keep it forever. So while it might seem like it's a little costly up front, it will last. So if you amortize that frame over the next 30 or 40 years of their working life, it works out to be less than pennies a day. It pays for itself. Now, another idea along the frame department, and one where you can add your creativity, is a shadow box. And a lot of craft and frame stores offer these. And instead of just being a flat frame that presses up against whatever you put behind the glass, it sticks out about an inch or two where you can put items in, like little mementos, maybe college pins or buttons, awards or certificates, maybe some tchotchkes, something with the college insignia, maybe their cap and gown tassel. There's a lot of different things that you could put in these shadow boxes, and again, it's going to work really well. They can display this either in their new office or their new apartment, because remember, they're not coming home. Another clever idea in today's digital technology age is a really cool gift, too, and pretty inexpensive from the reproduction standpoint, is a digital frame. Instead of buying individual frames for single pictures, or a collage frame, you could put hundreds of photos on a digital frame and start all the way from when they were a wee little youngster and put special family occasions, significant moments in their lives, and make sure you buy a big enough memory card that they can continue to add to it as they grow. But that will totally remind them of what a fabulous foundation you as a parent have built for them. Now, if they're going to be moving out of the dorms and into a new apartment, a neat idea would be a gift certificate to like an IKEA or a Home Depot or some other type of home store or furniture place where they can go out and pick their own stuff. Or maybe you can pick one particular item that you know specifically that they're going to need that's within your budget. Another neat idea, and, you know, most graduates are going to be sick of reading, but a classic book or a book where your college grad can get value from, like a nonfiction type book about the real world, because now they've learned all of this studies on classical subjects and they've read the book form. But as far as the real world is concerned, textbook and real world sometimes are miles apart. So wouldn't it be great if you can get a classic book in their field of expertise that they're going to go into? So if they're going into PR or marketing, get a nice PR marketing book, a sales book, a neat book about engineering, something that's relevant to their field, but gives them information that they need to know to help them shortcut the learning curve and get on the fast track to success. Another great suggestion that I am going to give you, my unabashed level of self-promotion here, that would really make a huge difference in their lives and also in yours, because they won't be knocking on your door to come back in, is my Bushido Business book that I co-authored with Stephen Covey, Tom Hopkins, and who's the other guy? Brian Tracy. I'm sorry. Totally lost my train of thought there. And not only am I going to give you this as a suggestion, because my chapter on personal finance for professional success is quintessential, because it doesn't ever matter how much you make. If you spend more than you make at whatever level, you're never going to get ahead. And at their age, they can start the slow track to wealth as they fast track their career at the same time. And there's some great tips and information. And just for you, parents, to make this easier on you, I'm going to give you half off the book today. If you surf over to the website at unlockyourwealth.com right now and buy the Bushido Business Book and buy the physical hard copy, I will personalize that copy to your loved one, and I'll also give you half off. All you have to do is put in the promo code GRADS, G-R-A-D-S, GRADS, G-R-A-D-S, and now you have a $10 gift at a $20 value that will reap you some significant financial rewards. Because wouldn't that be great if that was the last 10 bucks you ever had to hand them, because they became self-sufficient from the information they get out of this book? But it's great, because it's all about the art of the modern business professional and every flavor and expertise. So it's a wonderful thing to do. For more tips and tricks that we couldn't squeeze into this 30 minutes, please surf over to our website and check out this week's blog. Elena DeFior did a fabulous job at stuffing it full of great graduation gift ideas. And I'm also going to add some links with coupon codes for some of the suggestions that we made here on today's show. So wouldn't that be fabulous? So I'm going to go add an addition momentarily. And in the vein of graduating seniors, I want everyone to either hop into the chat room on Saturday or send Miss Elena an email saying congratulations, because she's one of the first to graduate from college from her family. So she is not here today. Kristen Hunt is moderating the chat room for her and producing today's show. So be sure to pop by Saturday. We've got MJ DeMarco on Unlock Your Wealth Radio and so much more. All you have to do is tune in at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Thanks so much for joining us. You've been listening to the business update from Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I'm Heather Wagon. Thanks so much for joining us. And finally, financial freedom can be yours at www.unlockyourwealth.com. Go out and make it a great day.